Item number four is an application for zoning agreement amendment at unit 214-2989 Pembina Highway under file ZAA 6 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will also be heard at the same time, namely item 5, which is an application for conditional use at unit 214-2989 Pembina Highway under file DCU 140113/2012D. The applicant's come forward.
Would the applicant please come down? Welcome. Please state your name and address for the record.
Manitoba.
Welcome.
Thanks. I'm here representing the items 4 and 5, representing Unit 214-2989 Pembina Highway for zoning agreement amendment. I'm trying to delete Clause 2 of the zoning agreement and as well apply for conditional use zoning for a body modification establishment.
Okay. No, there's only one person. Are you ready for questions then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, here's my conundrum, Jason. I've been getting a lot of activity out of this mall because of another piece that's there that is permitted, but only because of the way the bylaw is written. And along that stretch right now on Pembina Highway, we've got a whole bunch of redevelopment going on.
Okay.
We've got the big Fort Richmond Mall that's undergoing a transition right now,
yep,
as well as some big changes on the one across the street, and also there's a big empty lot that used to be a Honda dealer. So that whole face of Pembina Highway is going to be changing.
Yep.
I'm really reluctant now to do a body modification approval to amend the bylaw there, or the zoning agreement there, to permit this use. Considering what I've got going on there already and the complaints I'm getting out of it, it's a very awkward position.
Complaints regarding the other
operation that's in there.
Would that be the joint?
I'm not going to say the name of it.
Okay, but, no, just curious, sorry.
but just when you look at the overall piece in its entire context, it's that whole stretch is about to undergo, and we're going to have to review this stuff in the context of all of it. So where I'm at right now is I'm not prepared to support a change at this time.
Okay.
At that mall. I wish you would have called me ahead of making an application. We could have had a bit of a discussion about it.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a kind of a, you know, surprise to me to have to apply for the conditional use. So I'm here absolutely representing myself and, you know, jumping through the hoops that I absolutely have to do. I would have more than been happy to do that for you because I've been part of the body modification tattoo scene in Winnipeg over 5 years, adhering to the bylaws and so on and so forth. So I would have been more than happy to.
I don't have a huge problem other than the issues that I'm having in the community right now overall on this strip and in particular with some other uses going on in there.
Okay.
And so even if you want in the days ahead, if you want to give me a call, we can sit down and maybe talk about other opportunities or how to better deal with this so you're not just blindsided by this. And I can't talk to you after you've made the application. I got to wait till you come here. So.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's fair.
Thank you, Jason. You can have a seat.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody that's here who has not filled out a form on this application? Hearing nobody.
Item number 4, I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary carried.